The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. Heavenly Father, we pray this evening that you will shine your light into our hearts and minds and give us an understanding of your word. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Those words, people who've walked in darkness and seen a great light. So wrote the prophet Isaiah in the 8th century before Jesus' birth. In a world just like our world, just like the world of this generation, fraught with trouble. Wars, infectious diseases, famine, violence, mothers and babies dying in childbirth, disrupted and broken family relationships, terrorist acts, exploitation and slavery, lying, cheating, anxiety, depression, hopelessness, and despair. And into this world of deep darkness comes a God promise, the promise of a great light. A light that penetrates the darkness and shines with hope and possibility. A light that cannot be smothered nor turned off. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us, and God's authority rests upon his shoulders. And his name? He's named the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah says, great will be his authority, and there will be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. God will establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness through him, and from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. In times of uncertainty and decision-making, where do you turn? Where do you go for counsel and advice? I'm a somewhat pig-headed character, and I find it hard to seek and take advice. I'd like to fix it myself, search it out for myself, read it up for myself, and wonder who could I possibly trust who would help me in the time when I need advice. I want to ask questions like, who is my source and what is my source? What is their authority? What do they really know about this? What do they really know about me and my circumstances? Do they have my concerns at heart? Will it be worth my time, this consultation? And do these people really have any authority or agency to actually make something happen? They're very pleasant, perhaps, but are they at all skilled? And for a pig-headed person like me, the thing that stands out about this prophet's declaration about the birth of this child, this light, is the title of Wonderful Counselor. Isaiah says that this child will be born, God's authority will rest on his shoulders, and he will be named Wonderful Counselor. Not only is he a Wonderful Counselor, but we're also told that he's a Mighty God, that he is the Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. And when we hear that trio, I think it comes to us, you mean he's God? Indeed. So when you ask, will this counselor be able? Well, he's the Mighty God. And do you think this counselor is stable? Well, he's the Everlasting Father. And do you think this counselor is in touch with what we really need? Well, he's the Prince of Peace. The titles suggest that this child, the one that the shepherds meet in the manger, is able and stable and in touch. It seems that this promised child is indeed a wonderful counsellor who comes with God's authority, who brings endless peace for the throne of David and David's kingdom. And it was understood that this is the kingdom that God was building through the chosen one, David, that young boy, Jesse's son, and on whom God was going to grow a people into a kingdom. This one who comes will establish and uphold this kingdom with all justice and with righteousness. Godly virtues. And it's not just for a moment or a season, but it's onward and forevermore. This one has the zeal of the Lord of hosts working with him and through him and for him. So it seems that this promised child, who is able and stable and in touch with our needs, has been given particular wisdom, particular gifts to share with us for our benefit, to share with this world for its benefit. And that title in the Hebrew, and I'm not a Hebrew scholar, but the commentators tell me this wonderful counsellor indicates a wisdom that is beyond human capabilities, absolutely able to guide all people through all complexities of life. And this is the one whose birth we celebrate today. This is Jesus, the one who is the promised and anointed one of God. The Messiah is the title used. This is the character that this coming king, this coming anointed one, because that is who anointed, priests and kings anointed with God's hand, with God's spirit, marked by the oil that is poured on their heads. This particular king has a character that is so wonderful that it literally means incomprehensible. It's beyond us. We say wonderful. We might even say that about all sorts of things. But it's a much weightier term than the way we would normally use it in normal conversation today. Perhaps we say things are wonderful when they go our way, or they're very pleasant and lovely, or at least a bit likeable. Something that, oh, that's so wonderful. Great for you. But here it's used to describe God's name. It was used in Judges when Manoah, who was the father of Samson, asked the Lord what his name was. And the angel of the Lord responded, "Why do you ask my name, seeing it is so wonderful? It's so beyond you. You will not be able to understand." And yet, a name that is so amazing and special, that's beyond us being able to understand its completeness because it is so high and deep and wide, is totally in character with our God, who is a mighty God, a mighty King, has all authority. One who wants to draw us to know and understand his plans and purposes while still being beyond us. And of course, we know that Jesus, when we read the Gospels, that Jesus demonstrated his wonderfulness in various ways when he was on earth, not least by being conceived and born from the womb of a virgin. But we saw him at work when we read through the Gospels. Amazing, wonderful one with power to heal. Amazing teaching that puzzled many, left his disciples, his closest walkers, still saying, "What do you mean by this? Tell us clearly what you mean by this." And gave him many enemies, who went, this man should not talk like this. This is heresy. This is saying things that are against what we believe God says. And yet Jesus said, I've come to perfect and bring to completion this teaching of the Lord. He has a perfect life. And he rose from the dead and is living. Jesus taught many wonderful things that seem counterintuitive to us. Things like, blessed are those who mourn. Really? And when you're being persecuted, rejoice and be glad. And even more challenging, love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. Jesus' kind of wonderful is challenging and awe-inspiring and superior to any other kind, for it's perfect in every way. And I'm probably going to sneeze. So indeed, here is the perfect counsellor if you're seeking one. Here is one who was able to meet needs beyond our imagination and beyond our request, but who is coming to give guidance to ordinary people like us and amazing and out of this world people like those you might name that you admire and hold dear. The one who comes from the Lord of hosts is wonderful in counsel and excellent in wisdom. He doesn't need any testimony about mankind, for he already knows each of us. Each person, he knows us. He's been forming us in the womb. He knows us before we are even there. And he is qualified in ways that no human counsellor, the one who tries to get to know you, who says, tell me a bit more about yourself, I'd like to get to know you, but relies on us to share, Jesus already knows, hidden inside us, treasures and the things that we wish he didn't know. Jesus knows what we're going through, and he knows the right course of action. He wants to work with us. He's not a counsellor who stands outside of us and says, well, I'll give you some advice, get on with it, take it or leave it, but rather gives us advice and walks the walk with us, enables us because he's able. He's not just a good advisor or a good friend. He actually knows how to go about it and to do it with us. And it means that we can trust him then to hear our problems and guide us in the right direction. We can sure he's listening because he told us to pray about our worries. And we can see certain he has our best interests at heart because he loves us, John tells us. And his love is so wide and deep and wonderful that we cannot fully understand it, says Paul. This is the counsellor I need. This is the counsellor I want, able, stable, in touch with me, and full of love. No wonder the angels proclaimed, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those he favours, peace or goodwill among people. For to you today is born this day in the city of David a saviour, who is the Messiah, is the Christ, is the one that Isaiah was speaking about. He is the Lord. If you're looking for a perfect counsellor, then come and meet Jesus. His love for all people and the whole world is beyond all understanding. And it's a free gift being held out to you with an open hand for you to accept. Rejoice. God is with us. Emmanuel has come, and he is our wonderful counselor. Amen.